When creating tag helpers, we know that we can define properties and bind those to HTML attributes. But what if we just generically wanted access to the view context? Let's mash on that.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at accessing the view context from within a tag helper.
Yeah, and this came up through some questions on my blog, actually. I have a few articles on building tag helpers and using tag helpers in MVC Core, and had a few questions about how do I get access to more information about the model or information from my view context. Maybe you want to access something like view data. So I did a little digging by looking at the implementations of the built-in tag helpers on the GitHub repo for MVC. And it turns out that there's a pretty easy way to do this. So I created a custom tag helper here. I just called it View Content Context Aware Tag Helper, just as a test here. And what you can do is you can define a public property here called View Context. It has to have a public setter. And all you need to do is add this View Context attribute to it. And that's enough to tell MVC to populate that with the current view context when the tag helper is being processed. And then we tell it, don't bind that to an HTML attribute. I don't want that to show up in my HTML when I'm using the tag helper. So to use this, on my about page, it's just view context aware. It's just an empty tag here. And all I'm going to do within the tag helper, now that I have access to the view context, is I'll turn that into an unordered list, and then I'll just add a list item for each of the items in the view data dictionary. It's very straightforward, and when I run that and go to the About page here, so there we have the message and the title, which is coming from my view data dictionary. If we look at the home controller, we can see that there's my message, and the title was set up here at the beginning of the Razor page. So, very simple example, but it actually gives us access to quite a lot of information here, because that view context also has things like the model state on there. So if you wanted to add some information about the current model state and any errors for the page, for the current page, there's route data, there's temp data, the HTTP context. So we have a lot of information here that we can start peeking at and getting access to without explicitly having to bind each of those attributes to an HTML attribute on the tag helper.
That's kind of an interesting way of getting the property in there, though I wonder why this doesn't just participate in the dependency injection.
The view context?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Let's just do an experiment and we can maybe... I think these do participate in... how would you get the view context?
Is there like a base type, like interface for iView context?
I don't think so. Action context.
Action context. I suppose you can just inject it in as a concrete type. Usually they're pretty big on injecting via interfaces.
Not necessarily. We do the DB context as concrete types all the time.
That's true. Wasn't there a bug at one point that like DB context, like Entity Framework a couple of versions ago, they couldn't implement interfaces?
Oh, maybe.
I seem to be running into that. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's solved, but at the time it was a pain.
Oh, that's confusing. I have tag helper context here. Let's see what happens.
It's just going to be something about how there's no public constructor that can be built.
unable to resolve. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's probably some like deeper reason for that.
I'm sure there is.
Go ask David Fowler about it or something. Okay, great. Well, I guess we'll end it there. So thanks everybody for coming out and watching this episode of the ESPNet Monsters. And we'll see everybody in the next episode.